have been able to find alternative sources of crude. They've been very good at, you know, being able to sustain that.
Our base case is that we would be prepared for a situation where supplies coming from the Strait of Hormuz remains limited for quite a prolonged period, at least till the end of the year, perhaps even beyond. Because even if the Strait of Hormuz were to be reopened very soon, there will still be hindrances to ships coming through. Fortunately, because Singapore is an energy hub in some ways, all the leading energy companies are here, trading, storing, refining oil. They have good networks. They are plugged into many different networks. And so even with this residual gap that we are referring to, our refineries, for example, for now are still able to source for alternate feedstock from other supplies and still able to maintain their production. Their throughput is lower than it used to be, but they are still able to continue with their production and to meet the needs of all their customers.
Just to reassure you, I did also meet this morning with the leaders of the different refineries and oil companies that are here, exactly as the Prime Minister talked to, and as we've been talking with them even back at home, they have been able to find alternative sources of crude. They've been very good at, you know, being able to sustain that. Our key priority, of course, is to maintain supply. We appreciate, as long as the market's functioning, there'll be a price effect to that, which we are all struggling with, but many countries around the region, around the world are as well. So, you know, from all the assurances that we've had again today, we know it's going to be potentially bumpy, and that's why we're preparing for, you know, in the way that we are with our four-phased approach back at home. But importantly for now, we don't see a risk to any of that supply based off the conversations we had this morning and what we see going into the next few months.